Be'ez Hashem is where we begin Perek Tisha Be'esem, the 29th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shabbos, in the Sefer Zman book of Designated Times, which in this part we discussed regarding the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, starting off Shabbos, ending Shabbos by sanctifying and dividing. As Rambam gets halachot regarding the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, mitzvah seven that Torah, the positive commandment from the Torah, lekadosh es yom Shabbos b'dvarim, to sanctify the day of Shabbos with words. Shemek says the pasuk in Shemayis, zocher es yom Shabbos akadosh, recall the day of Shabbos to sanctify kolomer. In other words, zochrehu, recall it, a zechiras, a recalling of shevach, of praise, the Kiddush, and of sanctification. And b'sarach lezochrehu b'chnesaso b'yitziaso, you have to recall the Shabbos when it enters and when it leaves. B'chnesaso, when it enters, b'kiddush hayim, what we call kiddush, the sanctification of the day, consecrating it. B'tziaso, when it leaves, b'hadolah, with the separating it, dividing between it and the days that are mundane coming after it. Halacha beis, v'zeo nusach kiddush hayim. And this is the text of the kiddush of the day. Baruch atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Elokeinu, our God, Melech Hayim, King of the world, Hashem Kedushan, B'mitzvah, that sanctified us with His commandments. V'ratza vonu, and He found favor in us. V'shabbos kach, and His holy Shabbos, be'ava v'ratza nechilonu, with love and with willingness, He gave us this inheritance. Zikarin l'masa bereshis, to recall the acts of creation, which Shabbos was the end of that. Chilol l'mekrei kodesh, the beginning of the holy convocations, which Shabbos is seven, beginning of all the parashas of the Me'adim. Zechel Tzitz Mitzrayim, to recall the leaving of Egypt. Kivon v'charta, because in us He has chosen, v'yisoni kedash v'kol amim, and us He sanctified from all the nations. V'shabbos kodshecho, and your holy Shabbos, b'yavah v'rotzen nechatonu, you gave us this inheritance with love and with willingness. We have to have, at the end of the bracha, what it's going to be, what where the chasim is, which is Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, mekadesh HaShabbos, who sanctifies the Shabbos. Halacha Gimel. And the text of Havdalah by Matzah Shabbos is Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Hayim, our King, our God, the King of the world, Hamavdil Bekeinu Shalachayil, who separates between the holy and the mundane, the Uvein Or L'Chayshach, between light and darkness, Bein Yisrael Amin, between the Jewish people and the other nations, Uvein Yemashil L'Shesh Yemimasah, between the 7 day and the 6 days of action. Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Hamavdil Bekeinu Shalachayil, who divides, who separates between the holy and the mundane. Halacha Dad continues with the timing of these mitzvahs. So Ikar Kiddush Balayla, the primary Kiddush of Shabbos is at nighttime, because it says Zachas Yom Shabbos Akatre, recall it when it's entering, when it's starting, which is at nighttime. Now Imla Kiddush Balayla, if he didn't make Kiddush at nighttime, b'mishogi, b'mezeh, whether by mistake, whether deliberately, mekadosh v'hoylech kol yom kulei, he can make Kiddush the entire day of Shabbos. If he didn't make Havdalah at nighttime, which is also supposed to be right when Shabbos ends, Mavdul Malchah, you can make Havdalah the following day. You can continue to have an opportunity to make Havdalah all the way till the end of Tuesday, which is considered the end. Shabbos is the center, and up until Tuesday, and then Wednesday starts the pre of the next Shabbos. Now, Aval Ein Mavarch Al Or, but you don't make a bracha on the candle, Bar Ma'ar Eish, Ela B'Leil Matzah Shabbos B'Val, only on the night of Matzah Shabbos, which is when the incident of the making of the fire, which was a Matzah Shabbos, which will make Bar Mer Eish for specifically on Matzah Shabbos. Halacha Hey, Aslo Adam Lechol Elishtas Yain. It's forbidden of a person to eat or to drink wine Mishakadosh Hayoyim, from when the Shabbos day becomes sanctified, when it starts, meaning when it gets dark, Ad Shei Kaddish, until he makes Kiddush. V'chei Mishiyas Hayoyim. So to when the day ends on Matzah Shabbos, Aslo Haschab Lechol Elishtas Balas Malach. It's forbidden of a person to start eating or drinking, and to do any work, or let them klum, or to taste anything, until he makes Havdalah. Now, but let's mind, but to drink water, mutter is permitted. If someone forgot, or he violated this halacha, and he ate and drank before he made Kiddush, or before he made Havdalah, so he'll still make Kiddush on Friday night, or make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos after he ate. Halacha above, regarding Kiddush and Havdalah on wine. Now, the difference from rabbinic law, the Kiddush should be made on wine, and Havdalah should be made on wine. Now, the Avi B'Shev Dibbut Tefillah, although he made Havdalah already in Shemoneh Esrei, in the Bracha B'Tachinin, Tzarech L'Havdalah Al Kais, you have to make Havdalah on the cup of wine. And once he makes Havdalah and he says, Bin Kodesh L'Chayil, Hashem separates between the holy and the mundane, Mutlil Lassim Malacha, he's allowed to do prohibited activity, even though he did not make Havdalah on the cup of wine, which many people say, Amav B'Kodesh L'Chayil, and then they do Malacha, even though they did not make Havdalah on the cup of wine yet. Now, regarding the actual bracha of Kiddush, you make a bracha by Pragaf and on the wine first, and then you make the Kiddush, meaning on the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. And the Eino Yitl Yisyad of Achi Kaddish, you don't wash until Sidayim for the Hamaitzi until you first make Kiddush, because the Kiddush itself would be a hefsek, interruption between the Natila, the washing, and the bracha of Hamaitzi on the bread. Halacha Zayin. Now, Ketzer Doisa, how do you actually do this? So, Lekech Kaishu Machzik Revius, O Yosef. So, you take a cup that contains a quarter of a leg of wine or more. You wash it out from the inside and from the outside. You fill it up with wine. You hold it with your right hand. And you lift it up from the ground, from the platform where it is, a handbreadth or more. And you shouldn't be assisting it with the left hand. As we said, you make a bracha on the wine first, and then you make the kiddush of Mekadosh HaShabbos. And it's widespread custom amongst all the Jewish people that to first say before the bracha on the wine to say the parsha of the Torah of Vayechulu, which talks about the idea of Shabbos. Then to make the bracha on the wine, and then he makes the kiddush that of Mekadosh HaShabbos, which really means like a malay lugmav. In other words, that if you would remove all the grape juice, the wine that you're drinking, to one side, it would look like as if the cheeks are full, which that's the majority of a revias, because an actual malay lugmav is actually, his cheeks are full, it's actually more than a revias. But like a malay lugmav, and then he gives all the people sitting around the table to drink, and then he washes his hands, and he makes hamaitzi, and then he eats the suda. Halacha says, regarding that this kiddush has to be in the place where the meal is. In kiddush elam makam suda, the kiddush could only be where the meal is happening. Kitzah also. So lo yikadosh b'vayis zeh, b'yichel b'vayis achar. Shouldn't be making kiddush in one house, and then go eat the meal in another house. I'm a kiddush b'zav b'zu, but if you make kiddush in one corner, oichel b'zav b'shnei, you could eat in the other corner. Now, but Lomakashim basic nesses. So, why do we make kiddush in shul if no one's eating there, and you could only make kiddush where the suda is? That's when the ha'orchem shalichem hashayzim shem. That's because of the guests who do eat and drink in that area, and therefore you make kiddush in shul for them. Halacha test. Let's say someone desired bread at that time more than wine, or he didn't have wine. So, reason nitli yodav tchila. What he should do is first wash his hands on the tefillah z'dayim. As the first bracha in place of the bay priagafen, umekadosh, and make kiddush on the bread. And then he breaks the bread and he eats the meal. But that's for kiddush. But for abdullah, one cannot make abdullah on bread, has to be on the beverage. If someone had a mind to make kiddush on wine on Friday night, he washed his hands on tisdayim before he made kiddush. How is Mekadosh al pasta, and he should make kiddush on the bread? Vein Mekadosh al yayin, and he should not make kiddush on wine, ach shenat yadav l'suda, after he washes his hands for the meal, because that would be a hafsek, it would be an interruption. So just go ahead, continue that process with making hamaitzi and making kiddush on that hamaitzi. Now, a mitzvah levarach al yayin b'yoyim ha-shabbos, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha on a cup of wine on the day of Shabbos, koyim shiyisit suda shniya, before you make the second suda, which is the first meal during the daytime. But zera nikra, this was called kiddush rabba, the great kiddush, which is euphemistically really like we call a blind person sagino, who sees a lot, which it's really because he doesn't see actually much. So the kiddush of the daytime, since it doesn't have a large text as Friday night, it only has just the bracha by a paragafen, we call it kiddush rabba, the great kiddush. So mevarch by a paragafen, all you do is you make a by a paragafen on the cup of wine, you drink it, and then you wash your hands, and you have the suda, you have the meal. And it's forbidden for a person to taste anything before he makes kiddush, just like the biblical kiddush of Friday night. And begam kiddush lo yel b'makom suda. This kiddush also should only be in the place where the actual meal is. Halacha yidalf. Now yesh leil adam lekadosh alakos. A person could make kiddush on a cup of wine erev Shabbos meboy yom, Friday evening before when it's still daytime. Avo bishul nechlan Shabbos. Although the actual Shabbos didn't start yet. And mechem mavdol alakos. So you can make abdol on the cup of wine meboy yom when it's still Shabbos. Avo bishul nechlan Shabbos, and it's not even yet matzah Shabbos. Because this mitzvah recalling that you have to say it, whether when Shabbos is starting, when it's ending, is ben koyin l'shazu kumat. So it's whether actually when it's happening, or it could be a little bit before that, and that's also you can make kiddush a little bit before, or havdol a little bit before. Halachid beis, misha ya'oichel be'erev Shabbos. If someone was eating erev Shabbos, v'kodesh olav hayayim, and then the sanctity of Shabbos started, meaning it's already nightfall, so a person has to stop eating, because now eat on Shabbos before you make kiddush. But v'hubitel chasud is the middle of the meal. So what you do is paris mapa la shulchan. You take a cloth and you cover over the table, over the food. Mekadosh, you make kiddush. And you finish your meal. And then you bench on the whole thing that you eat, that you ate on Friday and on Shabbos. Now, hoyoichel b'Shabbos, v'yatzeh Shabbos. Let's say the other way around. Let's say eating on Shabbos. Shalosh shudis, a longer shalosh shudis. And v'yatzeh Shabbos is ready after Shabbos. V'hubitel chasudas, but it's the middle of his meal of shalosh shudis. Here, goy mesudas, you can finish your meal. And then when you finish, then you wash your hands, and you make, meaning my machreinim, and you wash, and you make berachas amos, and you bench on the cup of wine. And then you can make abdullah on that cup of wine itself that you're making birchas hamazon. Now, if but if it was let alone drinking without washing, then placing has to stop because that's not considered as a significant kaviyas that you're still on the Shabbos mode. You're like drinking and it's already after Shabbos, so you have to stop. And then you could go back to your drinking. Let's say someone's eating, and he finished eating when Shabbos is starting. So first, he should make Berachas Hamazon, he should bench. But he has to actually mention Shabbos in the Berachas Hamazon because even though he didn't make Kiddush, but it's ultimately Shabbos right now. Now that he finished his meal, it's already Shabbos. Okay, now make Kiddush on the second cup of wine. But in this case, you can't make the Berachas Hamazon and the Kiddush on the same cup of wine. Because you can't do two mitzvahs with one cup of wine. Because in this case, Shemitzvah's Kiddush, Shemitzvah's Berachas Hamazon, those two mitzvahs, in contrast to Abdallah, we hear the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Berachas Hamazon are shtei mitzvah shel Torah. These are two mitzvahs that are biblical, and they're two independent mitzvahs, because in contrast to the Kiddush and Abdallah is considered the same thing that you could make on one cup of wine. But Kiddush and Berachas Hamazon, that would be something that would be problematic on because Kiddush is for the future, Berachas Hamazon is on the past, whereas Abdallah and Berachas Hamazon are both on the past. So here it's two very different things, so therefore you wouldn't be able to make them both on one cup of wine. So first, make the Berachas Hamazon one cup, and then make a separate cup for the Kiddush of the Shabbos that's starting now. Halacha Dan continues regarding what type of wine is fit to make Kiddush on. So Eimei Kachin, you cannot make Kiddush Ela Layayin Harol L'Nasach Agam Mizbeach. Only a wine that's fit to use for the as what could have been used for the wine libations on the altar. Honey or leavening gets mixed, yeast gets mixed into the wine. I feel like a tipa sachardel, even like a drop of a mustard seed, bechavas gedol in a large barrel, and mekatshala became a kiddush on it because that would not be valid. But in the sachem, it's pasuk in the Torah, can't put dvashra sa'ar on the mizbech. Kacha nemarin b'chol ha'marav. That's how we rule in the entire West. But v'yesh mishemat al katshalab. Now those who permit to make kiddush on wine that has honey, let's say. Because Va'emi says, this halacha that was said, that it has to be wine that's fit for the libations on the Mizbeach, that wasn't said exactly that like you can't have honey or yeast. It's just coming to a school wine that has a bad aroma, or Megulo, or was left open, or Mevushlo was cooked, where that you can't make Kiddush on because it's inferior, and that wouldn't be valid for the quality of the Mizbeach, but not that it has to have all the criteria of the Mizbeach, and therefore if it had spiced with honey, you would be able to, according to them, make Kiddush on such a wine. Halachat is above. Yayin shetayim tam chaymetz. Wine that has a vinegary, a sour taste, even though its smell, its aroma, smells like wine, you cannot make Kiddush on it because everything goes after the taste, and since it doesn't taste like wine, it tastes like vinegar, it's not valid. So too, if you have sediments, the pieces of the that's on the bottom of the wine, that you put water over it. So here, even though it has a taste of wine, you cannot make kiddush on it because it's since that drink actually would not be by pergoven, it would actually be shahakal, it's not considered as wine. So when we say this last halacha, if you put three parts water on the sediments, and the dregs, and you take out less than four parts. So that means most of it is water. But if you take a four parts beverage, even though you only put in three parts water, that's diluted wine, because that means one part out of the four is actual wine from the dregs. So that's a diluted wine. That's going to be very profane, and you can make kiddush on that. If you have a vessel that's full with wine, even if it contains many revias, because what you need to have a kiddush is a quarter of a leg. It has many of those, meaning a lot of wine. But if someone drinks even a little bit from that vessel, you made it what's called pogum, made it deficient, because you drank from it, the nifsal becomes valid. And the emekachin al-shar, you cannot make kiddush on the rest of that, what's in that barrel. It's like the leftovers of cubs, because you drank from it, and that invalidates it. It's not befitting to make kiddush on. Wine that its smell smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine. Oh, that makachlo. That we said you can make kiddush on because the primary is the taste. So to diluted wine, also regarding rain, regarding raisin wine, makachlo. You can make kiddush on it, But but as long as these are raisins, dried out grapes, Shesh Bem Lachluchas has some moisture. Shem Yidr Chaisim, that means if you would step on them, you would press them. Yitzim Dibsham, it's honey that raisin juice would come out. So that type of wine from that would be valid. Chen Yain Chadish Megite, so too, if you have freshly pressed wine, Mekashalab, you can make Kiddush on it. And actually, Vesechel Adam Eshkol Shalanovim, a person could actually squeeze out a cluster of grapes, Mekashalab Shaita, and then make that Friday night Kiddush on it, freshly squeezed. Now, Medina, a country, that most of its, quote, wine is beer, that's their primary beverage. So, although it's invalid to use for Kiddush, you have to have wine or bread. But you could make Havdol on it. This is the wine of that city. I mean to say, it's the beverage that's distinguished for that state, and that would qualify for the halacha ming Havdol on it. Now, regarding Kiddush on Yom Tov. Just like we make Kiddush on Friday nights, Mavdil Matzah Shabbos, and make Abdullah after Shabbos. Kach Mekachim Malil Yom Tov, so do you make Kiddush on the nights of Yom Tov, on the holidays of Mavdil Matzah Ehem, and you make Abdullah when they leave, and you make Abdullah, not Kiddush, at the end of Yom Kippur. Because Shakulim Shabbos is Hashem, they're all considered the resting days of Hashem. Mavdil Matzah Yom Tov, Luchul Shamayid, you make Abdullah after Yom Tov, even though the whole Yom Tov is not over, going into the intermediate days of Chol HaMoed, u'b'matzah Shabbos le'Yom Tov, and also from after Shabbos, which going straight into Yom Tov, which starts on Matzah Shabbos. Aval im avdil matzah Yom Tov b'Shabbos, you don't make Abdullah from Yom Tov going into Shabbos. If Yom Tov ends on Friday night, then you don't make Abdullah going into Shabbos, because that Shabbos is greater, and therefore that wouldn't be appropriate to say Abdullah. You make a Kiddush. Lach yitess. Nusach Kiddush Yom Tov, the text of the Kiddush of Yom Tov is Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed be Hashem, Lekein Melech Olam, our God, the King of the World, Asher Bacha Ban Mekolam, that has chosen us from all the nations, V'Raman Mekoloshni, has elevated us from all the tongues, Baruch Ban Begadlenu, He has chosen in us, and He has elevated us, Ratzabanu, He found favor in us, V'Fereinu, and He has glorified us, V'Titlon Hashem Lekeinu Be'ahava, Hashem, our God, He has given us with love, me'adim l'simcha, festivals for rejoicing, chagim esmam l'sasin, holidays and designated times for gladness, esyom tov mikra kodesh ezeh, this good day, the holy convocation, esyom chag ha'matzah, whether it be Pesach, you say the yom tov of the matzah, the chag ha'shavuos, or the yom tov b'shavuos, the chag ha'sukkos, or if it's sukkos, the yom tov of sukkos, zman chereseinu, the time of our freedom, if it's Pesach, is matan tereseinu, or the time of the giving of our Torah, if it's shavuos, is matan simchaseinu, or the time of our rejoicing, if it's sukkos. And then you continue Ba'ab with love, Zechel Tzitzim Jayim, to recall the leaving of Egypt. Kivon Bacharta, because in us you have chosen, Vaisoni Kedash to Mekolamim, and us you have sanctified from all the nations, Omiyadei Kodshecha, and your holy festivals, Vesimcha Vesosin Chaltona, with joy and with gladness you have given us inheritance. Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Mekadosh Yisov Hazman, who has sanctified the Jewish people and the designated times. Now, Vemcholis B'Shabbos, and if it's actually a Shabbos Yom Tov, it's also Shabbos, Samaske Shabbos, and you mention Shabbos too, and B'chaisim Kedech Shechais Mitvillah, and you conclude the bracha the way you do in Shemayin Yisrei, which is Baruch HaMekadish HaShabbos V'Yisrael Bazman, we add on, who sanctified Shabbos and the Jewish people and the designated times. Halacha Chaf, now Rosh Hashanah, Imam Rosh Hashanah, you say, a different text, V'tin lon Hashem Lekeinu Be'Avos Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Ezeh, Hashem, you've given us Hashem our God with love, this good day, the holy convocation, Zichr and Trua, to recall the blast, the shofar blast, mikra kodesh be'ava, with love, the holy convocation, zechel tzitzim time, to recall the leaving of Egypt. Kivon v'charta, because in us you have chosen, v'sonei kedash to mekol amim, in us you have sanctified from all the people, with dvarcha emes, and your words are true, v'kayim la'ad, and maintained forever, baruch atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, melech al kol aretz, king on the entire land, mekadosh yisov v'yam zikaron, who sanctifies the Jewish people and the day of remembrance, v'mcholis b'shabbos, and the falls of Shabbos, chesim, he concludes, mekadosh ha'shabbos v'yisov v'yam zikaron, again, kedech chesim mitzvah, the way you conclude by Shemayin Esrei. Loch ha'chaval. Now, b'leila yom tov, on the yom tov nights, mekadosh al-yayin kibbe Shabbos. You make kiddush on wine, the way you do like on Shabbos. The main l'yayin, if it doesn't have wine, oh, yishayim esav l'pas, we really desired bread. Mekadosh l'pas, then you make kiddush on the bread. And v'chem yom tov mekadosh kiddush Shabbos. So too, on the yom tov day, you make what's called kiddush Shabbos, like we say kiddush mekadosh Shabbos, the way you make kiddush on Shabbos, the bracha bay priagav. Loch ha'chaval. Kate's a household. So mevarchem b'leil yom tov, you make the bracha on the yom tov nights. Shachalias be'echa b'Shabbos. So the Rambam is asking, Ketzim Mavarchim Lili Yom Tov. How do you, what's the bracha going to be on the night of Yom Tov, Shechalis Be'echa B'Shabbos, that falls out to be on a Sunday? What's the beginning of that Sunday? Because Sunday, that means to say the Yom Tov is starting Matzah Shabbos. So you have to make Abdullah for Shabbos leaving, you have to make Kiddush for Yom Tov. So, Batchilim Mavarch Al Gefen, which the Talmudic acronym for this is Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdol Azman. So the first thing is, You make the bracha on the grape juice, the wine. And then you make the sanctification of Yom Tov, because the mitzvah is first to bring in the Yom Tov as quick as possible. Then you make the bracha on the Havdalah candle. Then you make the bracha of Havdalah. And Mechaisim Havdalah, and you conclude by the Havdalah, Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. And the reason why we want to do, want Shabbos to leave as late as possible, so it's the last bracha that we do besides Shechayanu, that Hashem separates between the holiness of Shabbos that's more severe to the lesser holiness of Yom Tov. And then he makes the Shechayanu, which is the Zman that Hashem has kept us alive, that we could get to this awesome time and this Yom Tov. Halachah of Gimel. All the nights of Yom Tov, or Balel Yom Kippurim, or the nights of Yom Kippurim, I mean, we say Shechayanu. You always make a Shechayanu. Now, B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach, means that would include Sukkot and Shavuos, and but B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach, but the last days of Pesach, which is the seventh day of Pesach, Im Avakar Shechayanu, you don't make a Shechayanu. Shein Yireg B'Fnei Atzmo, it's not its own Yom Tov. Ukvar Beirach Alaz, meaning in contrast to, let's say, Shemini Atzeres, it's part of Sukkot, but it's own Yom Tov. Ukvar Beirach Alaz, Man B'Tchilas Pesach, you already made a Shechayanu on the Yom Tov in the beginning of Pesach. So since it's all one Yom Tov, you're not going to make another one in the last days. Halachah of Dalad, regarding Havdalah, that there's Besamim, and then there's Ner. So say the Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, what's the order of Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? First make the bracha by Priyagafen. Then make the bracha on the fragrant spices. Then make the bracha on Bay Mar Eish, on the candle. Now, how you make the bracha on the light? It's Bay Mar Eish who creates the illuminations of the fire. And then you make the bracha of Havdalah, of a Mavdal ben Kodesh Lachah. Now, im avarchan al ner, you don't make a bracha for baymer ish on the lamp, on the havdalah candle, until you have benefit from its light. So that you could recognize between the coin of this country, of this state, to the country of a different coin from a different country. So like you're getting benefit from it, like you could see something that you have to differentiate. Now, im avarchan al ner shal goyim, however, you cannot make a bracha on the lamp of Gentiles, because in general, when they're having a party, it's labadazar for idolatry, and therefore we cannot make v'im avarchan loyal ner shal labadazar. You cannot make a bracha not on the lamp of idolatry, and neither v'loyal ner shal mesim, neither on the lamp of that's there for the dead, because that's not made for illumination purposes. That's only for the honor of the dead person. Therefore, that wouldn't qualify for ma'ire for the illuminations of the ish. Halacha chavav yisrael shehidlik megoy. If a Jew lit his candle from a non-Jew's candle, or a non-Jew from a Jew, so you can make a bracha on it if it wasn't from a party of Gentiles. But if a Gentile from another Gentile, you cannot make a bracha on that, because we have to suspect that he lit it on Shabbos from that other non-Jew, and if it was lit on Shabbos by the Gentile, if a Jew would have done it, it would have been over, which has to be near Shabbos, so therefore you cannot make a bracha on it. Now, let's say someone's walking out of a city, and he sees light, and it's Matzah Shabbos. So, if most of the people of the city are Gentiles, say, cannot make a bracha, assuming it's from the majority. If the majority are Jews, we could suspend that the light is from the Jewish people, you make a bracha, as you can make from a ner of a Yisrael. Urshal Kivshan, the light of a furnace, shaltan or of an oven, b'shakiraim of a range, so in the beginning, meaning when you're starting to burn the bricks inside, then you should not make a bracha on that flame, because it's not made for illumination purposes, it's only to burn the bricks. Hagachalim, now regarding coals, if you would stick a splinter inside between the coals, it would get inflamed by itself. So you could make a bracha on those coals if it was made for illumination purposes, because that's considered already a fire. Urshal beis hamedrash, the light that's lit in the study hall, which is only for the honor generally of the place and not for illumination purposes. So it depends. But if there's a distinguished personality who's there that we're lighting it for him, then it is for him to illuminate for him. So then you can make a bracha on it. If there's the attendant that lives over there, again, it's for his illumination. So it is for illumination purposes. You can make a bracha of Avdala on that. Now, Vavukal Avdala, a torch, meaning many wicks that are there together for the Havdalah ceremony, is mitzvah menucha, is the most choicest type of ner to use. Now, the imechazan al or, you don't go looking after the candle, kedersh imechazan al kol mitzvah, the way you look after try to get the mitzvah object to do the mitzvah. Elam yeshli, rather, if someone has light, then mevarchan le make a bracha, but you don't go out of your way to try to get the Havdalah candle. Lacha chavzayin, now, or shahudlik b'shabbos. If it's a light that was lit on Shabbos, but it was l'chayla, for a sick person, that a person in danger of their life, or l'chayla, or to a woman who gave birth, who also, you have to desecrate Shabbos for her health. So, mevarchan, l'vimatz Shabbos, you can make a bracha on that candle after Shabbos. Now, Orisha Huktach Mina Eitzim Na'avan, if you have light that was because you rubbed together stones or wood, you can make a bracha on that also Matzah Shabbos, because Shehi Hoyset Chilis B'Yasib, the oven, that was originally how it was created by man. He rubbed two stones together and he made fire. That's actually where the whole halacha came from of making Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. Such a fire, you cannot make a bracha after Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim is different than Matzah Shabbos. There's Ela al Orsha Shabbos. It has to be on the light that was lit before Yom Kippur and had rested, and no malacha was done with it over the whole Yom Kippurim. So on Matzah Shabbos, you can make a new fire. Matzah Yom Kippurim has to be from something that was there from before Yom Kippur. Now, even if a fire was lit on Yom Kippurim, so it didn't rest the whole Yom Kippurim, it was lit for a sick person or for a woman who gave birth, you would be able to make a bracha then, because Shadei Shavas Me'aver. The idea of resting is that no sin was committed with it, and since it was permitted to do it for the sick person, so that's considered also Ner Shavas, and then you actually could make a bracha on that Matzah Yom Kippurim. Halacha Chav Ches. Yom Tov Shechali is Pemetz Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out, not on Matzah Shabbos, like we said, any day in the middle of the week. So I'm b'avdala, in the Havdala of Matzah Yom Tov, let's say on a Tuesday night, you say Hamav the Mekayish L'chol, it separates between the holy and the mundane, between Er L'chayshah, between the light and the darkness, between Sholam, between the Jewish people and the nations, of Yom Shvi L'Shishim Emasa, between the 7th and the 6th days of creation. Kedech Shem Matzah Shabbos, the way you say on after Shabbos. Shasei the Havdala, so when he's counting the order of the different separations in the world. And Ve'in Etzarch L'Baruch L'El B'Sam B'Lel Ner. Now, but on Matzah Yom Tov, you don't have to make a bracha on the fragrant spices and not on the candle. And the chin in the circle bracha lebesam and matzah mikvurim. So too, after Yom Kippur, you don't have to make a bracha on the fragrant spices, although there you do make on the ash, and it has to be actually near Shabbos, like we mentioned. Halacha chavtes na. But lama varchem alas abesam and matzah Shabbos. Why, when Shabbos is over, do we make a bracha on fragrant spices? Nishan nefesh the eves litzia Shabbos, because the soul is longing, is in pain because Shabbos is leaving. Misamchenayso, we make it glad. Miyashvenayso, and we calm it down. Bereich toiv, with a good fragrant smell.